Just in and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
So, is this on?
Being me has gotten me nowhere. And maybe I don't even know how to be me anymore.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
I'll tell you something, Royal Rumble's my favorite time of the year. We kind of make fun that WrestleMania's not anymore, no. But there's a match that can really change the foundation of the WWE, and that is the Money in the Bank. Now, let me tell you something. Ooh. What, three out of the last four have not been successful or something like that,
well,
right?
Well, no, Roman's been champion, yeah.
Accurate.
So, I'm guessing with this other championship, the winner of this match is almost assuredly going to become a champion. One of the two main champions.
You know which one.
That's exciting.
Well, yeah. You know
well,
which one.
I get you.
Well, Triple H also said that it could even be used to cash in on the Intercontinental Championship.
Austin Theory, you bitch.
Yeah.
No. Triple H said
someone's
that?
Someone's going to cash
yes.
in on...
When?
Like a few weeks ago.
Okay.
Well, I mean, look what happened. They've been doing
it. It's happened.
Charlotte on NXT and then yeah. Austin Theory. Had a title match.
Yeah.
Yes.
Then the NXT in. Women's title is basically the IC title.
No, he cashed in and lost, then had another title match to win the title.
Yes. Yes.
Fucking stupid.
Yes. That was smart. Yeah. I mean, look, they haven't been booking the Money in the Bank stuff very well lately.
Yeah.
At least on the men's side. You know, the women, we had Liv Morgan cash in with a roll up. It's just funny because Carmella's the only woman that didn't cash in within 24 hours.
Right.
But she held it
in
for
history?
Like 300 days. Yeah.
The rest of them have all did.
The rest of them have been either the night of Money in the Bank or the next night. Like, it's,
yeah.
It's fucking crazy. I think maybe Bayley was SmackDown, so maybe it was like 5 days. But like either way, like
right.
none of them held it for long at all.
Yeah.
Except
well, I
for
mean,
Carmella.
You have a key to the championship. Why hold on to it?
Yeah.
Like if you're Brock, I get it. I've had the title. I'm going to have fun with this, right? But if you've never been champion before.
Seth held it for a long time. Edge held it for a long time.
But if he had the idea of what he was going to do with it the whole time,
yeah,
I'm all for it.
Yeah,
right. Great job,
buddy. I think they do one. I think they have been doing the women's right away because they like to have a cash in at the pay-per-view. And now that we have two, we could burn one now and, you know.
Yeah,
for sure.
But we'll see if that happens this year.
Ooh.
We have to do predictions.
That's interesting.
For our Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
Scorecards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But first, we have to thank some new patrons.
Howdy.
So thank you to Ace. I hope it's not Tanahashi because his nickname is Ace and that kind of sucks.
Or the Irish Ace, maybe.
Maybe JD Ace.
Madonna.
No, it's Ace Ventura. All righty then.
Wait, what wasn't Laurinaitis' name?
Oh, Johnny Ace.
Johnny Ace.
Yes.
Hey, you're racist.
That's it. Yeah.
We're the twins.
He's playing poker.
And twins.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's funny. I had that joke about, it's like, oh, I've got a pair of Johnny Aces in my hand. That's twins. Look, you've got queens. Let's get them together.
Wow, Ace got one hell of a thank you there.
Yeah.
And then thank you to Drunk Vol Fan, Peyton Burton, Lucas Balducci.
Peyton Burton.
So yeah, thank you to those four people. You can sign up at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. It's only $5 a month. You can cancel any time. You could also, if you do the $10 tier, and you're on that tier, you sub with us for 3 months on the mid-card tier. Show them what you can get, Eric.
A What's Wrong with Wrestling sticker.
Oh, yeah.
You can put it on... Get the fuck away.
Oh, my God.
You can put it on your car. You can put it on your trapper keeper. You can put it on your car. You can put it on Joe's car.
You can put it on your,
Put it on your laptop.
That's a good spot for
you. You can put it on your oversized iPhone, maybe.
And I was just going to say, like, the quality is actually really good.
Yeah, it's a good sticker.
It's like super clear. Yeah. So great work on that.
Then there's the main event tier.
Oh.
If you subscribe there for 3 months, show them what you get, Eric.
Well, I mean, I just have this mug I brought because I was thirsty.
Oh.
It's just white, though. There's nothing on it.
No, look on the other side, dummy.
Huh?
Yeah.
Don't.
Oh, look at that. It's my little face.
It's my little face.
It's my little face.
It's your little face and big head.
It's my tiny face and giant fucking head.
And did we just have one of these in the house today?
Yes.
All right.
Oh,
so what? Snap your
my
neck.
My daughter will use it and post it to her 40,000 followers. What
my
do you do?
My daughter will break it in her dorm room and it'll never be seen again.
You do not have a daughter that you know of.
We could, you know, this is good promotional purposes. That's why we have it here to show it off.
Fair enough.
Right there. Look at that.
Look
at that. You know,
zoom
you want
in
a
on
coffee
your screen.
Mug.
No, it's really, actually, it's really nice.
It is. Yeah. It is. I like the quality.
It's really nice.
Damn. So more merchandise.
I'm literally not just saying that so people sign up. Like, I think it's a really nice mug. Like, they did it really well.
It's very cool. Don't bend the sticker.
Yeah, he just wants to put it in the cup.
Yeah. All right. Now let's not bend the sticker. Okay. So sign up at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. Also, you're going to want to sign up because we do a lot of brackets on there.
Yeah.
Weekly.
God, when was the last time we did a bracket?
We just did a bracket. We just recorded a bracket that's coming out.
Eric, you idiot.
It's coming out this week. Eric has the memory of an elephant.
Huh?
I don't know.
That's a good thing.
Hey, everyone. Elephants. Welcome to What's Wrong.
Like a really dumb elephant.
Yeah. Right.
But yeah, we just did another bracket right before we recorded this. So it'll be coming out this week.
Three more days and I get that done.
Look out for that.
What?
Waiting list. Hashtag waiting list.
Hashtag. Oh. Yeah, so it was a very fun bracket. Greatest NXT champion.
Of all time.
Of all time.
Wow. We figured it out. Who we is did. The greatest? And that's, it's male and female.
Big brain energy right here.
That on there as well.
Yeah.
Also wanted to thank Lee Hogg because he bought a...
Who are you?
T-shirt.
Yeah,
that's a good one. At prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. Pick one up there.
You can get something else with my face on it.
Suck one.
Cool. Yes.
We don't have that shirt.
But cut!
No, we don't have that one either.
No. Got the logo. Who are you? Pizza.
Yeah.
Who are
all
you?
That good stuff.
Fuck a deer.
Oh, yes.
Excited for Raw Face. If you're going to Raw anytime soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. SmackDown opens with the Usos. Jay says, the bloodline is... But then Jimmy stops him. He's like, come on, man. What did you forget?
What is this? What are you, Eric?
So then he says...
It's a thing now. It's a thing now.
Eric, don't be so hard on yourself.
I'm Eric Hamilton, and I'm dumb as hell.
I'll forget everything.
Say, to the moon.
To the Pluto.
Oh, no.
To the bread.
You're so hard on yourself, Eric. Take it easy.
I am so hard.
So Jay says the Usos are now in Yo City. This was not a good promo from these guys, though.
No, I was expecting a lot
It did not feel natural. It felt like they were lost a bit. And then Jimmy starts talking about Paul Heyman, and he's staring at, like, a specific spot. Like, the camera's right here, and he's looking to the left. He's like, yeah, Paul Heyman, we know who you are. You're a snake, and we don't like you.
Paul there?
No.
No.
But I think he was.
No.
No.
It looked like he was reading a teleprompter.
Weird. Right.
Or, like, did Cole, like, turn his iPad so that Jimmy could read?
And it looked like Jay was reading at one point, too, because he kind of forgot of the line for a second.
Really weird.
Yeah.
I didn't understand it.
We gonna beat you at Money in the Bank. Pause for dramatic effect.
Yeah. repeat the line, like Joe Biden.
Yeah. Repeat the line.
So they hyped the tag team match against Roman and Solo at Money in the Bank. Again, so Roman has still not defended his championship.
Yes, just since WrestleMania. So that is 4 months?
So we're halfway through the year now.
Uh-huh.
And he's defended it.
Twice?
Sammy was...
WrestleMania. Oh, 3 times.
Cody. Well, KO was Royal Rumble.
Yeah. So Sammy was Elimination Chamber. Yeah.
All before, you know.
And then
April
Cody
15th. At,
right.
Yeah.
April, did he have any like random title defenses?
No.
On SmackDown or anything?
So
are you nuts?
So pretty much all of April, all of May, all of 3 months. 90 right. fucking days. It's going to be 90 days. Oh. It's going to be 120 days. Until he when he defends it at SummerSlam. Hold on, if he defends it at SummerSlam.
And I'm looking at lists of like the greatest of all time and their reigns and everything. And like they keep showing Roman, like he just passed Pedro Morales. I'm like, oh my God, are they going to do it?
I'm telling you, they're going to fucking do it.
Just to have the current guy. Yeah, but like Bruno was loved. Like everyone enjoyed his reign. Just like Hogan's reign. Everyone enjoyed his reign. Like, well, also, we're like, hating this.
There wasn't television.
Right.
Bruno wasn't wrestling every week on television. They didn't have a weekly show. It was, you want to go see Bruno? Go to Madison Square Garden. You know, you have to
wait
go
till
to
he comes
him.
To your city.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
That's the difference.
Yep.
And look, Roman's been great, but it's been long enough.
Right.
You had a guy that could have taken it. It was Sami Zayn.
Yeah.
And then we were like, okay, we'll settle for Cody. Not that either. It's too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So.
Wow.
Next up, we've got Rey Mysterio versus L.A. Feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gaining momentum every day.
And what did he say in his...
In
his interview recently, he said he was surprised that people said that he sounded like The Rock.
Well, you know, yeah, right.
So then we in this match, he body slams Rey.
Oh, my God.
He's standing over Rey. And he goes, L.A. Feet. And then he bounces off the rope and gives Rey a
people's night drop.
A feety elbow.
Feety elbow.
So it's his shitty ripoff version of the people's elbow. This is why I didn't like this guy from the beginning. The first time I saw him, I said he's a lame white version of The Rock. And that's what he still is, guys. You know,
do you might have smell some... what my feet are smelling like from that picture?
Do you smell my cooking feet?
Oh, God. So, yeah, I mean, the guy, you know, he's funny sometimes, but overall, he's just ripping off The Rock.
I know, which is why he's going to win it.
He wins. Yeah. Okay, Eric.
You fucking mark.
Knight wins with the BFT. He starts to attack Rey after the match, but Santos Escobar runs out. Knight retreats. And then this was weird. Rey and Santos give Knight multiple suck it chops.
Just like NWO used to do.
Yeah, just like LWO used to do. Like, what?
Yeah, right.
It's just weird.
Didn't make sense. Because they're the good guys.
I don't get it.
Right.
Next up, we've got Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler versus Alba Fire and Isla Dawn for the Unified Women's Tag Team Championship.
Yep.
With Raquel Rodriguez watching ringside.
With Raquel Rodriguez sitting awkwardly and smiling the whole time.
That's your fucking job.
Yeah.
You're Raquel smiling fuck Rodriguez.
Yes, put on a happy face.
You took Finn Balor's role. Remember Finn Balor? We just smile all the fucking time. Blue skies are gonna clear up. Put on a happy face.
He's like this. He's like smile like this. Vince.
Raquel walked into his office and he wasn't pleased with that. And he goes, "Hey Raquel, why so serious?"
Yeah, right.
Want to know how you're gonna get these scars? Want to know why you're signing these NDAs?
Yeah, I was gonna say. She walks to his office.
Bend over.
Raquel, you look very nice tonight. And all of a sudden he's like, listen.
Before I say anything else.
You know what? Let's just not do this right now. All right. Just get to the ring.
These are some forms. If you could just sign here, initial here. We'll get you out to the ring as soon as we can.
Right.
What do these mean? Don't worry about it. It just says I'm giving you a raise. Sir, a really big raise.
It's like, Sir, why is the contract on the floor?
Don't worry about it. Just bend over and sign it.
He's like, sign it. Did you sign it? Yes.
Page 2, did you sign it? Yes. Page 3, did you sign it? Yes. Okay, did you sign all the pages? Yes. All right, go to the next page. It's my cock. There it is. This picture of my cock. Well, you signed the NDA, so.
Anyways, this is Alba Fire and Isla Dawn's first match. Debut match.
Big debut.
On the main roster.
Yeah, this should go well.
For their titles against Ronda Rousey.
And Ronda and Shayna make Fire and Dawn tap at the same time.
Yep. Yeah,
even though one is legal and one should have been told to get out of the ring.
So after the match, there's a lot of things that didn't make sense this week.
Yes.
After the match, Raquel is leaving.
Yeah.
She's heading up the invisible ramp because remember, there's no more ramp.
There's no more stage. Right.
It's fucking boring. She's leaving. But Ronda grabs the mic and starts talking some trash.
Yes.
So Raquel goes back. She gets on the apron and she says, I'm here because I want a rematch for the titles we never lost. It's like, but you were leaving.
Right.
You left.
In her head, she's like, if they say something, I'll tell them.
I'm just going to scream.
Hey, Liv, stay in the back. And just in case they call me back, be ready.
Yeah.
And so fucking dumb.
Hard as fuck.
So, sorry. It's true.
God damn
Shayna asks, who's we? And the music hits and it's Liv Morgan.
Holy shit.
When she came out, she like had part of her jacket fall off on purpose. She's like,
you want to fuck me?
I'm like,
yeah. I'm like,
that's me. Yeah. And that was me having an orgasm.
And I was like, guess what? I was like,
pizza?
No.
You came all over your pizza?
For God's sakes, I came.
I was like, please, jack it off.
Ah, that's right.
There it is.
He did it again.
Ah, hot damn.
Fuck. No, I'm just kidding. So Raquel and Liv get face to face with Ronda and Shayna, but the bad girls leave. But again, if Ronda didn't talk trash, none of this would have happened.
Yeah, right. I guess that's a multiverse.
Makes no sense. Yeah, the multiverse.
Raquel bitched out.
Next up, we've got the Grayson Waller effect. Yes. Even worse, his guests are pretty shitty.
No.
Literally.
They are the shittiest.
Their music hits, and we have the unnatural Thunderdome boos.
Mm-hmm.
It's so fucking bad. No one cares about these guys. This was so fucking boring.
Yeah.
So fucking boring. After an eternity, the Street Profits come out because they want the smoke. By the way, Eric and I were watching this segment together because Eric came over a little early. And they started laughing. And the brunette hair guy.
Kit Wilson.
He's... Oh, sorry. One sec.
You fucking mark!
That's right. Every week.
Right.
Kit Wilson.
Yeah.
He's knee slapping.
He's like... Ah, ha, ha, ah, ha.
And then he slaps his forehead a few times. So he's like, ah, ha, ha, da, da,
da. Literally. Literally.
What the fuck are you doing?
What was that?
So the Street Profits come out. They want the smoke. And Ford took off the blonde shirt. The blonde guy.
You fucking mark.
Ford puts
trying
on the shirt.
Trying to help you.
Thank you so much.
Be better.
You're on this show because you're a mark. I mean, honestly. Mark Hamilton. It's what you do best.
We're all marks, you know, at some point, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
So, yeah, Ford puts on the blonde guy's shirt and then pretty shitty one with a cheating roll up.
Yeah.
Cheating roll up.
He used the shirt to hold his feet down on the ropes.
Hey, Ford, guess you shouldn't have played with his shirt.
Yeah.
Stupid ass.
Which I still don't know how holding his feet down on the ropes gives him more upper body weight to keep Dawkins down. But, you know, wrestling science.
Holding them down works. Pushing them into the roll up works.
Putting a toe in their butthole.
Not holding their feet higher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember the Usos thing?
Joe's like, I need to be a wrestling manager.
They would just, the Usos, they would just put their feet on the other brother's ass.
Yeah, but at least it made sense.
So it was dumb. Leverage.
Yeah. Looks stupid.
Yeah.
Next up, we've got Charlotte Flair versus Lacey Evans.
But think about like Street Profits. Like they keep losing to these shitty tag teams. Although you're like, well, you had your shot. You had 72 chances.
And they've been
at
champions.
The titles. They've also been champions.
Been all. They've been.
You told me they. They've been together 7 years.
They've been together 7 years.
Break these guys up already.
They're
both talented enough, especially Ford, to run on their own.
I think they've I think they've passed it. They're never going to break up now.
Yeah.
Seven years.
They're the new day.
Back in 2016 was when Josh made the Street Profits Snapchat.
Oh, my God.
Because their hype videos leading up to their debut was them making Snapchat videos. It even had the Snapchat logo. But in reality, they didn't have a Snapchat.
That's so
funny. Josh, which, I mean, if you watch the AEW recaps on our Patreon, Josh goes on Snapchat and makes that account.
Smart.
And he got so many fucking followers. Then it was either Montez Ford or Angelo Dawkins threatened Josh with a lawsuit because they had to make Street underscore Profits or something.
Yeah.
And they like start threatening Josh. And Josh was like, I guess I have to close it down. I'm like, Josh, they can't sue you over this.
Yeah.
Like, if anything, they have to pay you if they want this.
Right.
So, yeah, that was fucking hilarious. But Josh still has that username on Snapchat.
That's hilarious. Still have it? I thought he didn't know the login anymore. So.
Oh, well, maybe. I don't know. But it's still his. It's still technically his.
Yeah, right. Right. Like, sell it. Like, they didn't want anything? Like,
no.
$100, Josh. $100 more dollars than you had, buddy.
It's a shame they didn't become the greatest thing in wrestling.
Yeah.
I know.
True.
So, yeah, we got Charlotte versus Lacey Evans. Flair makes Evans tap to the figure eight. And then Flair keeps the figure eight locked in after the match because she's a heel?
Question mark.
She's supposed to be a babyface.
Oh, she only knows how to be a heel.
Right.
Let's face it.
But she also keeps it locked in.
Also, she was mocking her the whole match.
For like 30 seconds. Yeah.
Also, she had her eyes closed for some reason.
When?
When she had the figure eight in. She was closing her eyes ever so tight.
Okay.
Maybe that's how she didn't see Asuka get in the ring right in front of her.
Right.
Right.
Well, this was really bad too. Because Asuka gets in the ring. Charlotte sees her coming. And Charlotte moves her head out of the way. Because she's getting ready for the kick. And then that causes Asuka to miss the kick. And kind of like graze Charlotte's right tit. So it's a tit kick.
Tit kick.
And then Charlotte again, you know, has to act like she got knocked out.
Yeah.
And then Asuka punches Charlotte.
When she clearly has no more feelings left in him.
No.
Right.
Asuka punches Charlotte a few times, then leaves. Their match is next week on SmackDown.
Which I guess it's in London, so they're kind of treating this as almost like a pre-show to the pay-per-view.
It's a Money in the Bank SmackDown.
Now, look, there's only 7 matches, and I say only because that it's usually 10.
Right.
I'm surprised they didn't make this a pay-per-view match, and I think they didn't make it because they're not ready for Charlotte to take this title away from her. If this was on the pay-per-view, I'm just telling you, I would pick Charlotte. Because I think Vince wants her to beat her father very quickly and very soon. Because he's like, you only have about 2 fuckable years left in you, Charlotte. Then you're going to be too old for this business.
Yeah.
So I think they really want her to get more title runs so she can
well,
be
plus, I think record. She's I think she wins.
She wins on Friday?
Yeah.
I think so.
I think what it is they want Bianca to beat her for the title. I bet that's a SummerSlam match. Bianca Charlotte.
Beat Charlotte, so Charlotte.
Or
Charlotte doesn't ever retain.
Or they wait till Mania again. Because that's been Belair's thing. We gotta fucking fly in the room.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Backstage, Adam Pearce tells Bianca Belair that she's barred from ringside for Asuka Charlotte next week.
Mm.
And she's upset. I'm looking forward to the Belair heel turn.
Yeah.
Or, like, she doesn't even have to turn a heel. She just needs to be an angry baby face.
Right.
Yeah, true.
You know?
And why would she get mad about this? Yeah, like, if you're a face, you wouldn't get mad. She's like, I don't give a fuck
who wins. What do you need to be ringside for?
Yeah, I don't give a fuck who wins. Yeah, just give me a match after.
Yeah. Why do you need to be there?
I mean, she's clearly getting it because Pierce is telling her, I'll give you a match, just stay away.
Right. Then we have the main event. We got Sheamus versus Solo Sikoa. This happened.
Because
Solo gave Ridge Holland the Samoan Spike backstage for no reason.
And almost murdered him. He needed medical attention and he was like, I can't talk. I can't talk. He hit me right in the throat. I can't talk. Oh my God. That's what he was doing.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, wait, does everybody get...
That's what Eric said. We were watching
the voice
it.
Box.
Right. I'm like, how many people has he hit that on? No one has ever reacted like that.
I think he's out like 6 months.
Well, then plus The other
the
thing
medics
is,
show up. The medics show up, and Ridge goes, "Oh!" and pointing to his throat. Now show me where it hurts.
The funny thing was, though, Ridge Holland walks up to Solo, and I'm like, "Who the fuck is that?"
Yeah,
I didn't know who it was.
It didn't look like him. It was weird.
Yeah.
Maybe a haircut.
I was like, he just beat up some poor, unsuspecting, dude. Well,
also, when he hits the Samoan spike, Paul Heyman is shocked and he looks worried. And then Paul Heyman does the thing he always does. He goes, "Call Roman Reigns." It's like, why the fuck would Roman care?
Yeah.
Roman's like Paul Heyman's like, "Roman, my tribal chief, Solo just gave Ridge Holland the Samoan spike." And Roman Reigns is like,
"Who are you?
Who the fuck is Holland?
I'm sorry, who is this?" Yeah. "It's me, Paul. You know, you remember me. I love you, my tribal chief."
Oh, Paul.
Paul.
How you doing?
Mouth hole.
Paul Heyman.
Mouth hole. Oh, boy.
Explain to me what is the fucking story behind Sheamus? So, they had him kind of retire. He had a couple matches in a row. Didn't he even leave something in the middle of the ring or something in one of his matches?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I thought he did something where
I think it was a dream you had.
No.
And you were God, I hope it's true.
No, after a pay-per-view, he stayed in the ring and it was a thank you, Sheamus. And he cried and clapped. He was like, "I'm done."
That was the Clash of the Castle.
Yeah. So he acted like Gunther. He's done.
Right.
Then they go, "No, he's back." Then they act like he's going to beat Gunther for the IC title.
Again.
And then they're pushing him again and he's been winning again. And then he just jobs to Solo. I don't understand his arc. What are they doing with Sheamus? Why is he still here?
Another match that made no sense.
Because his movie career didn't take off.
Oh, please.
And then why he doesn't get pinned, so it's okay.
So Sheamus is sitting outside the ring, leaning against the barricade. Solo charges at him. And we're supposed to believe that Solo hip-checks Sheamus through the barricade.
Yeah.
But we saw it.
Yeah.
The first time watching it, he goes, and Solo just crashes through the barricade, doesn't hit Sheamus.
Misses him completely.
Just misses by a mile.
Yeah.
By a fucking mile. And the referee's like, "He's dead!
Yeah.
Ring the bell!" And they just end the match right there.
How many times have they ended a match when they've done that spot?
Never ever.
Never have they ever.
Never have I ever
right.
ended a match when someone went through a barricade.
Drink.
If anything.
Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Just start counting. Count him out.
Yeah.
Not, he needs medical attention.
But come on.
We saw the spot. He missed. It looked terrible.
Yeah.
It looked so bad. So then the Usos come out because they like Sheamus or they just hate Solo.
Oh, they hate their brother right now.
The Usos come out and super kick Solo.
Mm-hmm.
They hit the double Uso splash, which always looks horrible.
Yeah.
And then Heyman's just standing right there. Why didn't they go after Heyman?
Right.
He should have at least waddled to the back while they were beating up Solo.
He's just running he does.
He should have gotten away while they were beating up Solo.
Yeah.
But no, they're just staring. And then of course, again, Heyman's like, "Call Roman Reigns."
For what?
It's just like,
hobble, bobble.
To all the people that say, we're harder on AEW, well, here you go.
Yeah.
There's SmackDown for you. Giant turd. It fucking sucked. Nothing made any sense.
No.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe they didn't jerk each other off while they were wrestling, half the matches at Forbidden Door.
Mm. Yeah.
But it was still a bad show.
Right.
But not as bad as Forbidden Door. All right, I understand. All right, so before we go on to Raw, the 4th of July is almost here, and that means a couple things. Barbecues, pool parties.
Yeah.
And
twins.
Twins.
Yeah.
And last but not least, glizzies.
Oh.
And it just so happens, the sponsors of today's show, Manscaped, are making sure all of the glizzy gladiators across the nation are groomed for battle on America's birthday.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
From sea to shining sea, join over 8 million pube patriots worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off and free worldwide shipping with our code.
Who are you?
At manscaped.com. Talk about an American dream.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Am I right? I mean, Manscaped's Lawnmower 4.0 has helped keep my balls nice and pretty.
Right.
I know it's done the same for you guys.
Look, you talk about C to shining C. Let's talk about B to shining B.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, those shiny, nice, smooth balls.
Yes.
You got to love them. Add the ball deodorant. It's like so pleasant down there. Especially, like, we live in Texas. We live on the sun, basically.
Yeah.
Like, we do. The heat, you go outside, you're instantly in ball soup.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than swampy balls.
Absolutely.
No, look, I'm someone who likes to shave everything down there. Like, I'm basically a newborn baby down there. And what's the worst part about doing that? You know, your balls can stick to your leg, right? You've kind of have that weird. Yeah, but just put on the ball deodorant and it's like it kind of keeps it kind of fluid down there and you don't have that problem. I can't emphasize enough how much I love these products. And you should go get them. It is 100% worth it. You will right. love it.
With Manscaped's performance package, you get the lawnmower. You could shave your balls completely or just trim them. It's even got like different lengths on there.
Yeah.
So you could do whatever you want.
Right. If you want to layer it, you know.
Absolutely.
You want to go for the Abe Lincoln?
A nice ball fade.
Yeah.
Get it?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So again, right. take bangs. Your freedom bells to the next level by going to manscaped.com and get 20% off with free shipping with our discount code.
Who are you?
That's it. Just type, who are you?
Who are you? Yep.
Get your independence back this Independence Day and unlock your confidence with Manscaped.
Treat your phenomenal one like the king he is.
Damn, that was good.
Yeah.
That was good. Nice. Feels good too. Your balls feel good. My
Thank
balls
you.
Feel good.
Right.
I just like to touch
Felt
them.
Felt great
now.
On the river.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
Anyways. So Raw opens with Rhea Ripley and Dominic Mysterio. Dominic starts to welcome everyone to Raw, but he gets cut off by booze.
Yeah.
Again, people, if you really don't want to see this guy, just stop.
Just don't. Just don't do anything.
Just if he
Incredible
goes,
heat
hey, everyone.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Welcome to Raw. Give him that. Give him that. Because if I was there in person, I wouldn't be booing shit.
No.
I would just be standing there. That's it. Like, I mean, falling asleep or going to get a drink.
If I was drunk as shit, I might boo, but, you know.
So Ripley says Dom will beat Cody Rhodes at Money in the Bank.
Dom.
So Cody comes out, and he doesn't say, what do you want to talk about? But he quotes a children's book.
You're a smart guy. I'm sure you have heard this one before then. Dom, go ahead. Be who you are. Say how you feel. Because those who mind don't matter. And those who matter, they don't mind. Do you know who said it? Do you know who said that?
Roman Reigns.
The Cat in the Hat.
What? Dr. Seuss? What?
Yeah, The Cat in the Hat, a children's book. And I am quoting a children's book because that's what you are.
He's a children's
He's a
book?
Children's book. He's a children. He is a children.
He's a children's right. book.
Next week, he's going to tell him Cody and the Beanstalk.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is this a cat in the hat?
In the hat?
What?
It's a turtle.
What's happening?
Yeah.
And Dominic is so offended by that comment that he leaves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
How dare you call me a children's book? Yeah. I love that book.
Yeah. If you're a good heel and you're good on the mic and obviously you have permission to say whatever you want.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could have snapped back and gotten a little bit of favor with the crowd.
Right.
Well,
a little bit and said anything. He's like, what? I'm a children's book, dude. What are you doing?
Here's the problem.
Yeah.
You have to have talent.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, that's what I'm saying.
You have to have that.
Yeah. That's why Cody can get away with this.
You have to be talented and Dominic's not.
Yeah.
However, Cody offers Dominic a free shot. So Dominic walks back, he hops on the apron, and then you could read his lips. He goes, fuck this, and then leaves again.
Yeah, right.
And then Cody says, on Saturday, I want you to show me if you're half the man your father is, or are you just mommy's little boy?
Well, Ray is half a man. So.
Yeah.
Well, this three things. Will this be closer to a squash match, closer to a two-on-one match, or are they going to actually showcase Dominic's in-ring ability?
Two-on-one match.
Because remember, when Cody used to fight in AEW, anybody that fought him would give him a 5-star match. Like, he would have trouble with everybody and end up winning.
Right. Dante Martin.
Don't you think this is a chance for maybe Dominic to showcase his in-ring ability with a good worker and have a decent match?
No.
No?
This will be Rhea helping him.
The whole time?
Yeah. All right. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, he'll do some stuff. I mean, Dominic's best match for me is still his first one with Seth.
Oh, yeah.
At SummerSlam a few years ago.
Right.
Yeah. That was where they showcased him because Dominic was the baby face.
Yeah, yes. True.
And he did a lot of cool shit. But now he's just a chicken shit heel that doesn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he does his father's moves, big fucking whoop.
Right.
Next up, we've got Shinsuke Nakamura versus Ricochet. Second time this month, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bronson Reed was watching by commentary. Another thing that doesn't make sense. So outside the ring, Ricochet went for a kick, but Nakamura grabbed his foot, handed it to Bronson Reed.
Mm-hmm.
Ricochet kicks Reed, and then Nakamura kicks Reed.
Right. Sure.
So then Reed hops on the apron. Now, what is he going to do in this moment? What's his plan, Reed?
Fight.
To beat up both of them?
Sure.
Cause a DQ?
Call his Uncle Balde, right?
Yeah.
He Uncle hops on the apron. Yes. Nakamura and Ricochet knock him off. So he hops on the apron again, and the referee ejects him. Reed gets pissed off, and he leaves.
Right.
Why?
Right.
His goal was to get in the ring, beat up both of them, cause a DQ.
Right.
And then the ref goes, you know what? You're ejected. Get out of here. And Reed's like, shit.
Yeah, what's
all right, I guess I'll go. Because if you don't go, Reed, I'm going to cancel the match.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want that.
Right.
Oh, that's what he was trying to do.
That's all you wanted. Yeah. That's all
He's
you
trying
wanted.
Trying to get in the ring to stop the match.
Right.
This and, is so fucking dumb.
And then who would even, if he stays and doesn't go, first of all, we learned that that doesn't matter anyway. But like if he stays and doesn't go, who wins the match? Yeah. Who does he even give it to?
Yeah, right.
The referee awards it to Reed.
Yeah.
He's right. Like, the match is over. The only winner is Bronson Reed.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Nothing has been making sense in any of this.
So Ricochet wins with the Shooting Star Press. Whatever.
Yeah.
Backstage, Matt Riddle tells Byron Saxton that he's going to challenge Gunther for the Intercontinental Championship. Then Ludwig Kaiser interrupts to talk some trash, so Riddle attacks him. But then Riddle is attacked from behind by Gunther, who says challenge accepted. So that's another Money in the Bank match.
Yeah.
Yay.
We saw that coming.
More of that later. Yeah. We've got Ronda Rousey versus Raquel Rodriguez. Shayna Baszler interfered. Liv Morgan took her out. And then Ronda won with a roll up.
Roll them up.
Yep. Rollio. Next up, we have an in-ring promo.
It made
from
Raquel look really weak, too. The way she did it.
Yeah.
It was,
like, Raquel,
yeah, it
you're
was
way
bad.
Bigger than her.
It
like,
was
power
bad.
Out of it.
Right.
Next up, we have an in-ring promo from Seth freaking Rollins. They sing a song for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then he points out NXT champion Carmelo Hayes in the crowd.
Why?
Foreshadow.
To set up everything else.
Yeah.
Okay.
He says the best version of Finn Balor is not better than the best version of Seth freaking Rollins. So Balor shows up with a chair, but Seth tackles him. They fight outside the ring, but Balor attacks Seth's already injured ribs. Then Balor grabs another chair, but Carmelo Hayes grabs it from him. And then Seth clotheslines Balor over the barricade, and Balor ran away, setting up a match between Balor and Hayes for later.
For reasons.
Next up, we've got Tommaso Ciampa versus The Miz. Backstage before the match, Ciampa said, being out for 9 months makes a man think. Like, why in the hell is Tommaso Ciampa wearing a neon green vest and playing second fiddle to The Miz?
Agreed.
Which is like, it's just, he might as well look in the camera and go, fuck you, Vince.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, seriously. Right.
Too real, bro. Too real.
As for the match, Miz attacked Ciampa from behind during his entrance and laid him out with the skull-crushing finale on the floor. So, I mean, Ciampa already beat him last week. Miz attacks him, so they're delaying it. I guess they'll fight next week. But, like, this doesn't need to be long, guys.
No.
Set this guy up for something.
Anything. Yeah, anything.
I know Austin Theory's on SmackDown, but if he's not going to go after the main title anytime soon, like, I don't know, get him a match with Theory.
Right.
Visitor's pass.
Yeah, who, or what? Was he drafted? No.
Yeah.
No.
So he could be a free agent for all we fucking know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just do something. The right. Miz? Come on.
Yeah.
The Miz was in his prime in 2016. Enough of this. Next up, we go backstage. KO and Sammy confront Gunther and Kaiser.
It seems like you don't like it when people just interrupt you. Whatever is that?
We don't have time for this. Keep walking.
You think we have time when you do it to us every week? Huh? No, we don't have time.
At least we have a reason to be here right now.
Right. A yeah. reason. What, yeah. what is your reason?
What's the reason?
What's the reason? I don't know. Where are we? Matt Riddle.
Riddle.
What they did to Matt Riddle tonight.
I don't care what they did.
Yeah,
Matt
Riddle. He's our
friend. I care.
I care.
We care.
We care.
How could you do that? At his ankle.
At his ankle.
Dude, that was the greatest.
Wait, right. Do you care? We do care?
I don't care what they did to Matt Riddle.
Kevin Owens is back. You know,
he's still transfacial, though. You know what I mean? Which is great.
That was really funny, though.
Yeah.
I mean, they need to be on more of the show, though. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, they were barely on this show. You know?
We do. I guess they care.
Yeah, they should be on more of the show. But Sammy challenges Gunther to a match. He accepts. We'll get to that later. Next up, we've got Dominic Mysterio. Earlier in the show, he told Adam Pearce he wanted to face the biggest and baddest guy. And Adam Pearce is like, who do you think? And Ripley whispers into Dominic, and they're like, oh, we'll get back to you. Turns out he's talking about Akira Tozawa.
Who apparently goes everywhere and is always traveling with them just in case Dominic Mysterio wants a match.
Yes.
So, it's Akira Tozawa, and Tozawa gets some shots in. They act like he's going to win a little bit, but Dominic wins with a frog splash. And I don't think Ripley helped, so he actually won clean, right?
Does he have a contract with WWE?
Yeah.
Or do they just call him and go, we'll give you $5,000 if you show up to Tampa?
No, he's contracted.
Yeah.
My God.
I know.
Wow. He might have the best contract in sports.
Maybe.
I mean, maybe it's a lot less than Lesnar's, but I mean, he shows up 3 times a year.
Even when he was on TV, what would he do? Just roll someone up.
Am I done?
You would pretend to suck off Omos.
I'll see y'all in 6 months.
And then he would run. He would chase after someone for 5 seconds.
Uh-huh.
Chase after Reggie and not get it.
Right.
Yeah. And that's it.
And they were like, he was like a 20 or 25 time 24/7 champ. And I think Corey was like, whoever was like, no, more.
Those are rookie numbers. You got
to get those numbers up.
Next up, we have the Women's Money the Bank Summit.
Oh. Who are you?
Who are you, Summit? Who are you?
Hosted by Corey Graves with Becky, Trish, Zoe, Io, Bailey, and Zelina Vega in the ring.
You know what worked really well?
Zelina Vega doing her Sasha Banks cosplay?
Sure. You know what worked really well a few years ago? When Raw opened and everyone who was in the men's match was just sitting on ladders.
Yeah. Then they did it with the women, too, where it was the men and women were on the same segment. Yeah. That was kind of fun.
Right. I mean, they could have easily done this.
This one is, it's a summit. You know summits when 7 people just stand in a ring.
Right.
Yeah.
A summit. And Corey says this Saturday, these 6 women will have the opportunity to climb a ladder just like these. And he points to ladders.
Oh. Ladder.
Vince is like, well, our fans are pretty stupid. You know, some of them don't know what ladders are. Some of them have never seen a ladder. They see a ladder and they're like, hey, ladder.
Who are you?
Birds.
What the fuck?
Again, to the people that say we shit on AEW more. What the fuck is going on this week?
This show used to be called What's Wrong with WWE? Way before AEW ever existed.
Yeah. Right.
This show made no sense. So far, I've enjoyed Forbidden Door more, and that was an F.
Bailey says, well, I'm the only one here that's won Money in the Bank, so I have the best odds. But then Bailey looks at Io glaring at her, and she says, well, Io has good odds too. And Io says, let the best women win. It's like, well, it's only one, I think. But
yeah, only one can win.
Then Vega says her and Escobar are going to bring Money in the Bank contracts home to the loser world order.
Yeah.
Trish says, all of you are little girls, but I'm a woman. It's my first ladder match, but winning is what I do.
It used to be.
Except when you talk on the mic. Yeah. And then Trish shits on Becky, so Becky attacks her. Becky throws Trish and Zoe out of the ring, which means they're not allowed back in the ring.
Yeah, and if this was the Royal Rumble, they would be eliminated.
Oh, right. Thank you.
Yes.
Where have I heard that before?
Shut up, Michael.
Yeah. But if she throws them out of the ring, and then that's where they stay, out of the ring.
Yeah.
Forever. Right. And that's what happens to everyone else. Vega throws Bailey out. Io throws Vega out. And then Io moonsaults on everyone. Yeah. But Becky was left alone in the ring, and she climbs the ladder and grabs the briefcase to end this awful segment.
Brilliant.
Yep.
Because she's really, in reality, when you think about it, Becky's probably got the worst odds to win this thing.
I know. Honestly.
And then backstage, Rhea Ripley warns Becky, you better not You better hope you don't win that briefcase, because if you even think about cashing it in on me, it'll be the last thing you do in WWE. And Becky says, when I was champion, my title was defended in every town in the main event. But you've become a main event side piece. I don't need that title. That title needs me, but I just want to win that briefcase just to watch you squirm. So, yes, this is another big match that needs to happen.
Yeah.
And it's SummerSlam, I guess, right?
No.
Nah.
No?
WrestleMania next year, probably.
You think they'll wait that long?
Yeah.
Yeah. Trust Maybe. Me, they have no problem waiting.
No, they don't.
It's true.
Belair had it for a year. Rhea can have it for a year.
Right.
Well, I mean, even if they did fight at SummerSlam, I would still have Rhea winning, retaining. But yeah. We'll see. I mean, who the fuck else is she going to fight at SummerSlam?
Nobody. Right.
Nobody. So it's Becky. Zelina Vega, beat her. Natalya, who am I? Beat her.
Yeah.
She made Natalya forget who she is. Oh, by the way, later in the show, Natalya challenges Rhea Ripley to a rematch.
SummerSlam. There's your match.
Oh, my God.
I was going to say, maybe Raquel.
No, she said for next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could do Raquel. They did an NXT, but I guess you could. But Raquel's on SmackDown.
Is she?
Well.
Who cares?
Next up, we have Gunther versus Sammy with Kevin Owens on commentary and Kaiser ringside. And then Giovanni Vinci walked out on crutches.
Hmm.
And they were like, well, we better go to commercial because he came out on crutches.
Yeah.
Sammy took a beating from Gunther like everyone does. Gunther hit a big splash off the top, but Sammy kicked out. Kaiser hopped on the apron, so Owens took him out. But then Gunther kicked Owens. Sammy hit Gunther with a dive outside the ring. Sammy gave Gunther an exploder in the corner and set up for the Helluva kick.
Exploder.
But Kaiser distracted the ref while Vinci hit Sammy with his crutch. And then Gunther won with the powerbomb.
Yeah.
But after the match, Matt Riddle runs out and he beats up all of Imperium with Vinci's crutch. And then Owens hits Kaiser with a stunner and the good guys stand tall.
But woo-hoo. Gunther still won.
Gunther still won.
Yeah.
Next up, we have a Viking Raiders video promo where Valhalla says that they're going to end Alpha Academy, but then Alpha Academy responds later, but it was stupid. I mean, really, it was...
Comedy bullshit!
And Otis is on his bicycle, and he says their plan is pure carnage.
Garnage.
Garnage.
But no one cares.
I do see you added another button.
Garnage.
I see you added a new button.
Oh. Where?
It was on the AEW podcast.
You mean this one?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it has nothing to do with this one, but...
It does feel
good.
Tony said something really dumb.
Tony
Schiavone?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Shut up, Schiavone!
Thank you.
You're welcome. We got the Natalya shit. By the way, Natalya, every time she starts a new sentence, she whips her hair back. Every single time. She's fucking bad.
She's the new D'Lo Brown.
Idiot.
And she's going to job to Rhea for a third time.
Yep.
Next up, we have Finn Balor versus Carmelo Hayes. These two had a nice match, but Balor won clean with the coup de grace.
Coup de grace.
And people were wondering, why is Carmelo Hayes' first match on Raw a job to Finn Balor?
And new!
The next night, he's fighting Corbin.
Yeah.
And I assume he beat him.
I would imagine.
Can't imagine anything else happen.
Yeah.
Main event time. We got Cody Rhodes versus Damian Priest. Cody hit a pedigree.
Priest has been getting a lot of love.
He sure has.
In main events.
Cody hit a pedigree, but Priest rolled out of the ring, and they were like, wow, brilliant, brilliant move. Well, if he's awake enough to roll out of the ring, I think he could kick out, right?
Sure.
No.
No.
Ripley distracted the ref while Dominic tripped Cody. Priest hit the South of Heaven chokeslam, but Cody kicked out. Priest set up for the Razor's Edge, but Dominic hopped on the apron. And I don't know why. Priest was going to give Cody the Razor's Edge, and Dominic hops on the apron.
Yeah.
So they're teasing like there's something going on with Priest.
Something's up.
And Cody gets down. He hits the Cody Cutter and the Reckoning. I'm sorry. I mean, Crossroads.
Right.
For the win.
The Reckoning.
Yeah. The Reckoning, yeah. And that's the end of Raw.
Fun.
How many funds? How many funds?
Zero funds.
I didn't write one.
I replaced the Daniel Bryan button. It would have been perfect for this.
Yeah, nothing.
For this one.
Let's give some awards.
It's a shame. I mean,
there's nothing about Monday Night Raw that is fun.
No, sir.
Certainly not this week.
No, sir.
All right, awards. Who did you have for worst dressed?
I had Lacey Evans.
Really? All right, yeah. She looked like an idiot. I had Shayna Baszler.
I had Pretty Shitty and Grayson Waller.
Oh, all of them.
I hate them all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Best dressed?
I had Rhea.
No, that's not the answer. Erringer?
Jesus.
Liv Morgan.
Liv Morgan, bottom left.
Like, just her... Just her showing her shoulder was like, oh my God. Like,
I mean, for God's sakes, I can't.
Especially if it was 1910.
And she had like 7-inch pumps. So like, she was taller than Baszler. I thought that was funny. All right, too.
This woman showing her privates.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can sweep that.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Worst acting.
I also had Lacey Evans.
Okay.
Grayson Waller.
She was just fucking terrible.
I had,
salute me.
Again, I had Pretty Shitty. And Grayson Waller.
I just said Grayson Waller.
Okay.
Best acting? Who'd you have for best acting?
Yeah, Kevin Owens. I loved Seth's
promo. Do we care about him?
Guess who's back? And we care about him! Back again!
It was so
KO's
good.
Back!
Yeah.
Fuck Riddle! Yeah. I mean, I like Riddle. Yeah, KO, best acting, sweep it.
Yeah.
Not that anyone really cut a great promo, so... It's just KO was fun backstage. Worst comment?
Cat in the hat?
Did he say cat in the hat?
Cat in hat.
For sure.
Yep, sweep it.
Best comment.
I don't care. Do you care? We do. How could you do that?
No, mine was Ciampa. Why would I wear a green vest and team with The Miz?
That's what I had.
Yeah.
Both were great.
Yep.
Worst match.
Lacey Evans versus Charlotte Flair.
That is correct.
Sweep it.
I hate Charlotte Flair so much.
I know.
Hate her.
I know.
Super slow-mo.
The women's tag team match.
Agreed.
I had Sheamus and Solo.
Okay.
The match itself was with a stupid ending, too. What the fuck?
Right.
Best match?
Sammy Gunther.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, that was the only one you could
see. Maybe the top five workers in WWE right now working together.
Yeah. Worst move?
It was Solo whiffing.
Solo missing. That's exactly like what it was.
Your main spot on the show.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And it looked terrible.
Horrible.
Best move?
I didn't really have anything.
I had the Carmelo, like, jumped on the ropes with, like, a twisting clothesline.
Okay.
I never seen him do it before because I don't watch NXT. I thought it was really cool.
I have Ricochet's shooting star press, but that's pretty basic for him.
Yeah.
Worst moment?
Waller effect.
Waller effect, yeah.
Yes. My God. It's so fucking bad.
Yep.
It's so bad. What the fuck are they doing? And then best moment?
Who are you?
Yeah, correct.
No, that's correct.
I mean, yeah.
Sweep nothing.
Like, you can't just say KO with backstage. Like, yeah, that was like 30 seconds. That's not a moment.
No.
So nothing.
Nothing.
Correct.
Nothing. All right, that is all for awards. Now it's time for some breaking news. So, Eric's Olympic gold medalist hero, Kurt Angle.
Uh-oh.
He's not dead. Oh. Kurt Angle said on his podcast that Randy Orton is recovered from back surgery, and he believes he's going to come back pretty damn soon. There have been some rumors recently saying that it's going to be Riddle versus Orton at SummerSlam. But do you want, we talked about this before Orton left. That we want Riddle to be the one to turn on Orton.
Right.
But it's so Orton to do it.
Right. But that's the thing. It's like it's always Orton. And they should tease that Orton's going to be the one to do it. But then it's Riddle.
Riddle as a heel would be so much fun.
Yeah.
It'd be so much fun. Because when he gets angry, like...
Yeah, the feud against Seth when he was angry was like, oh, we can actually take you seriously for a change.
Right.
You're not just bro.
Yeah, weed, marijuana.
Do you get it?
Wow.
Also, Grayson Waller announced that he suffered a broken leg in his April 27th match against Carmelo Hayes, which is why he's only been doing his stupid talk show.
I guess that's why they haven't, like, showed him from, like, the, like, chest down.
Well, he was wearing jeans, and he didn't have a brace on his
legs. I wonder if
he
had it under his jeans.
Maybe, but they were ripped jeans.
Yeah.
And you could see his knees. So I don't know. Yeah,
it could have been like right below his
knee. It's been a couple months, but yeah, maybe it's just a brace at this point. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I would say get better soon so you could stop doing the talk show and just wrestle.
Yes.
I'd rather have that.
I like that.
Any other news?
Yeah. So apparently AJ Mendez, formerly known as AJ Lee,
yes,
is going to be in season 2 of Heels.
I saw that, yeah. Her and CM Punk in the show together.
Right.
It's their Divas show, right? Total Divas kind of?
No. This is a show. What is this? On Stars?
Stars.
This is show on Stars.
Stephen Amell, where it's like the local wrestling promotion.
Oh, it's a real show.
Yeah, I watched it. It wasn't bad.
All right.
So that's how I guess her character is going to look.
Cool.
Yeah, but
she's
still
too injured
looking
to fight, I guess, right? This whole time is what
that's what Punk
us?
Said recently.
Yeah.
Shit.
Also, I know this is AEW news, but Brie Bella posted on her story that it looks like Daniel Bryan's arm break is a little bit more severe than they thought.
Oh my God, really? That's really his arm?
Yeah, that's an X-ray.
Holy crap.
So
you mean Brie Garcia and Bryan Danielson?
Yes.
Sorry, I'll hit it for myself. Sorry.
You fucking mark!
Well done.
Well done.
Yeah, there it is. It's broken.
That's a break.
Maybe that's why the match was so boring.
That just got their match an extra star. Six stars.
You know what was funny? Was like that match was boring, and he said he broke it 10 minutes into the match, so maybe that's why the match was boring.
But or people, 10, 10 pe- with 10 minutes left?
No, 10 minutes? 10 minutes in.
Oh.
And whatever. It doesn't fucking
It was only
matter.
20 minutes, so yeah.
The point is, people were so excited for that match that even though it was boring, they would not accept that. They were like, no, the match is awesome. You just don't get it. You just don't get wrestling. It was grappling. It was catches. You know, it was just like, yeah, okay. You could just admit that it was underwhelming.
Right.
You thought it was going to be the best match ever, and it fucking wasn't.
Yeah.
Right.
Get over it, freaks.
Right.
Any other news?
No.
Rumor time.
Rumors!
Kevin Owens wins back the Universal title?
Maybe!
Balor Club to finally get a second member?
Too sweet!
Brock Lesnar willingly works a full schedule?
No chance!
Next year's WrestleMania will be in Saudi Arabia?
Confirmed!
So Dave Meltzer says WWE's creative team has become extremely frustrated with Vince McMahon's last-minute script changes, and they're trying to figure out a way to have him not do this. But Meltzer said, even if you're Paul Levesque, you can't say anything to Vince because you're fucked if you say anything to Vince.
Yeah.
And that was the point. I saw someone tweet, why doesn't Triple H just ignore Vince's calls? And I'm like, because then he'd be fired.
Yeah, that'd right. be good to get rid of him in a minute.
Technically,
he fired his daughter.
Vince is his boss.
He's still in charge, and he's going to remain in charge. The Endeavor deal doesn't change that. In fact, it says, I'm in charge till I die.
It literally says that.
That was the report.
He is the chairman and president of WWE, and he will remain the chairman and president of WWE.
Yes. And then also, PW Insider says Carlito's official return to WWE is planned for the July 7th episode of SmackDown in Madison Square Garden.
So, like, he's coming back to, like, be on the show, like Trish, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm sure he'll be jobbing, though. He'll win his first match and then job from there on.
Yeah. Craft services, bring more apples.
Well, yeah. Right. He'll be with LWO, of course.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
So they have more mascots. Any other rumors?
No.
All right, trivia time.
Can I give out a factoid before?
Can you make it trivia?
Oh, and now it's just facts with Eric Hamilton.
Yeah. I tried, but it was
weird facts. That's what I usually do for trivias. I'll find like a weird fact and then I'll make it into a trivia question. Can you make it into a trivia question?
I've been trying.
Okay.
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
Right.
Okay, so I thought this was interesting. The kickoff match at Money in the Bank 2013 was the Usos versus Roman and Seth.
Right.
Wow.
And then this Sunday or this Saturday, the main event's going to be Roman and Solo versus the Usos. And also Seth's going to be defending his title.
Yeah.
So that's kind of funny.
Yeah.
You know?
Were not related back then. Then they pulled out the record books. And they went, you'll never believe this. You know, those Samoan guys.
Yeah.
They're fucking related.
Yeah. Right. But like, imagine having Seth Rollins on the kickoff match.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Wow. They were.
Wow.
New.
Yeah. And that's before Roman could grow a full beard.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
All right, so
same
trivia.
With the Usos.
Trivia is who are the only three men to successfully cash in their Money in the Bank twice?
Edge,
CM Punk,
and who's the third?
Of course, Punk.
Miz.
It is.
Oh, of course.
So, like, some of that was on the facts. I guess you guys fast forwarded through that this week. It was on there. I was like, I don't know if.
Yeah,
sucked.
I didn't really pay. I didn't pay a lot.
They
of
did
attention.
Not mention CM Punk's name.
Of course.
They said Edge and The Miz are two of the three men who have yeah. successfully cashed right. in twice. Punk's the only guy who have won it twice in a row,
uh-huh.
I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Edge didn't win it twice. He stole one of them.
Right.
Well, kind
well,
of.
Well, no, he beat Mr. Kennedy for
he
it.
He stole yeah. it. He didn't win the match, right?
No.
Yeah.
Now, do you guys know who each of them cashed in on?
Edge cashed in on Cena the first time.
Uh-huh. And the second time?
Who did Batista?
No.
Punk.
No.
No, Taker.
Yes.
Yeah, Taker. Oh, that's right.
All right. And then Punk cashed in on
Edge.
Yes.
Cena.
Nope.
No, not Cena. Oh, God.
Jeff?
Yes.
Yeah, Jeff Hardy. Yeah.
And then Miz cashed in on.
The first time was Orton.
Uh huh.
Second yeah. time was Drew McIntyre.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then he lost it to Lashley.
Lashley.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
There you go.
Yeah. All right. Fan questions.
And you know, it's funny because so far, 100% of the women have cashed in successfully.
Yes.
Maybe this is the first year.
Guaranteed. Which
would suck if someone like Io wins it.
Yeah.
We want her to win.
Because Rhea's not losing it anytime soon.
Yeah.
And then Charlotte.
Then give
Asuka,
it to Trish then. Let Trish win it then.
Charlotte, Asuka, and Belair are all tangled in their thing. So yeah, I mean, we'll talk about the scorecards later, but I was very conflicted on who I picked for that one.
Yeah.
All right, fan question. Steven the Don Valente. I don't know if you guys get booking.com ads throughout Raw like I do, but do you think LA Knight should be the spokesperson? Because booking.com, booking.
Oh, my God.
For sure.
I would love that.
Missed opportunity.
Booking.
The Angry Ninja.
You think you're going to overpay for hotels? Nada.
Yeah. Angry Ninja, fuck, marry, kill Trish's mouth.
What?
LA Feet's feet.
Okay, that's easy.
Charlotte's plastic surgeon.
That's a no-brainer, guys. Come on.
I would marry Trish's mouth.
I would marry Trish's mouth.
Marry her mouth.
Trish's mouth.
I'll fuck her plastic surgery. Yeah, sure.
Her plastic surgeon. So you're fucking a guy?
I thought they said like fuck her plastic surgery face.
She may have a lady surgeon.
That's well, I guess you're flipping a coin
sexist.
There. So either fuck the feet and get it over with, or flip a coin on a you're fucking a man or a woman.
Fuck a man's feet? It's not gonna happen.
Or a man's butthole, Joe.
What if he's shaved and nice and oh my god, it's 2023. Am I the only what happened? Are we recording this?
I'll fuck the feet, get it over with, kill the surgeon.
Jesus Christ.
All right. Jake Baker, what's your best / worst case scenarios for the Money in the Bank winners?
Best case?
Yeah.
LA Knight. Cashes in and wins. For the women's, best case?
EO.
My best case would be Nakamura, but that's not happening, obviously.
No.
And then, EO, worst case is like fucking Damian Priest.
Worst case.
And Trish. And
Logan Paul and Trish.
Zoe Stark.
Oh, Jesus.
Barlet. Yeah.
Oh, God. Aaron Rodgers is not garbage. Pushfire Barry, Nintendo N64, the original Xbox, the original PlayStation. Fire the Xbox.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
What?
Yeah, fire the Xbox.
No.
The original PlayStation is better than the original Xbox.
Fuck off.
It is.
No.
It is. History even shows that it is.
No, it's not.
There is no Xbox without the PlayStation.
The original PlayStation was awesome, actually.
Yeah.
Sure. But Xbox was on par with PlayStation 2.
You think you could tell me what to do?
PlayStation 2 is better as well.
Push Xbox, bury 64, fire PlayStation.
All right, hold on. What was better, Xbox or PS2? Because that's definitely PS2. PS2 is the most popular system of all time.
Xbox died. It was horrible. That's why it died.
It hasn't died.
I mean, it's like, you know, not, it gets outsold 2-1, 3-1 by PlayStation. I mean,
the 64 and the original PlayStation, that's really fucking tough because the N64 has so many fun games to play with friends.
Was N64 really that great, or was it because you were 7?
No, I still fucking play it. Me and my friends still play the original. Calm down. I will. But me and my friends
I will.
Still play. Can I fucking talk? Jesus Christ.
Can I finish?
Me and my friends still play the original Smash. We play NFL Blitz on there, the Mario Kart on there. It's all fucking great.
Right.
So that's tough. But
look, Halo 1, we used to...
I guess push the 64.
We used to take TVs.
Fire the Xbox. Set it on fire.
We used to take TVs with Xbox, bring them to a friend's house. We'd connect 4 controllers. We'd hook all the Xboxes together.
Uh-huh, go ahead.
Fuck your face.
Sorry.
Motherfucker.
What if I could?
And we would play 16-player maps.
On Halo?
Yeah.
Yeah, Halo's overrated.
And then Halo 2 with online play.
Halo 2, great. MJF.
Yeah.
You fucking
mark! Fuck both of
Dashing
you.
Dashing Dan, Pushfire Barry, going for beers with Otis, Titus O'Neil, or LA Knight?
LA Knight.
Titus O'Neil.
Push Otis. He'll drink so much. It'll be fucking hilarious.
Then you gotta take care of him.
I can roll him down the hallway.
No, he'll worm his way down.
Push Otis.
Yeah, Barry Knight.
Push Knight, Barry Otis, fire,
Eric, fuck, marry, kill, Harley Quinn edition.
Oh.
Liv Morgan, Alexa Bliss.
No.
Margot Robbie.
Well, come on.
Oh, come on. All right.
Marry Margot Robbie.
Marry Margot Robbie. Fuck Liv Morgan, fire, or kill Alexa Bliss. Sorry.
I think Alexa did better Harley Quinn cosplay than Liv. So I would
say. Yeah, but Liv is still hotter.
Fuck Alexa.
Yeah, I think. Fuck Alexa. Oh, you mean fuck Alexa.
Yeah. Yeah. Justin Smith, a friend and I went to a WWE house show Sunday night, and LA Knight came out, and I marked out so hard. Yeah. Anyways, he lost the match to Santos Escobar clean. Use this info for your pay-per-view predictions as you see fit. I won't.
No, it's a house show. It's not canon.
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
He did lose to Escobar last week.
Right.
On TV, on SmackDown. One Punch Man, Mark Zuckerberg versus Elon Musk. Who wins? And what's their entrance, nickname, finishers?
Oh, no, Jesus.
I don't know if we'll go that far.
That's probably going to be a SummerSlam match.
I really don't give a shit, to be honest.
It's not going
to
happen.
Zuckerberg's probably in way better shape, but I don't think it's going to happen.
No.
The Big Fulla. Anyone else got the feeling that the women's winner is going to be a failed cash-in because they're yet to do one?
Yeah.
Like we said it earlier, probably.
Right. They keep bragging that every woman has always cashed in.
I'm going to have to change my winner as soon as we flip these pages over.
Yeah. Liam Canova, what time does Money in the Bank start? I didn't notice it mentioned on Raw. You know what's weird? They were like, hey, if you guys are having cookouts on Saturday for 4th of July, on July 1st?
First.
Yeah. Who the fuck celebrates the 4th of July on July 1st?
Well, it's because it's on a Tuesday this
year. Yeah, you might be cooking out.
Yeah, but most people are off.
Yeah, off Tuesday. It's like a weird day to just do a random cookout.
All right. PJ, why you guys sold out? Like our $5 are not enough. Haha, just playing. I don't know why people complain. Like a 30-second ad we have to listen to for your boys to get paid. We should be happy that you guys are making some money for your work. Thanks, PJ.
Well, thank you.
Tony Khan, thanks, guys. Why doesn't WWE get as much hate as you give AEW? It's the same recycled script week after week with different superstars. Hashtag push dirty Dom. I hate all of this.
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks, Tony.
Look, we tell it like it is. If something's going to suck. We used to say, when AEW started, we were like, yeah, I think it's better than Raw and SmackDown. And
yeah.
Somehow it's gotten worse, even though there's no Joey Janela anymore.
I know. It's weird.
Uncle Saudi really had me laughing with the Eddie Kingston impression from the AEW pod. Fuck it. The fifth man is Toy Story's Mr. Potato Head.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Lord Shulhu, how would you guys book MJF's debut in WWE? I would have him be surprise number 30 at the Rumble. Lights go out on the Titantron. Flames burn through his signature scarf, revealing his devil mask. Crowd pops. His music hits. bigger pop. MJF comes out and wins, and we all... That's perfect.
I mean, or Cody wins, beats Roman. It starts raining confetti, and all the confetti is the scarf pattern. And then MJF's music hits.
Either one is fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. I'm Raj Mali. Would you rather have a head the size of a tennis ball or the size of a watermelon?
Watermelon.
You have to go watermelon.
I'm already close to a watermelon, so I'll go watermelon.
We're definitely closer to a watermelon. If you're tennis, you can't even eat food. What? If it's the size of a tennis ball, that means your mouth is like the size of Shawn Michaels' head.
Hit the right.
Yeah.
Hey, look at me. My head is a tennis ball. Oh, I'm going to sound like this the rest of my life. Or I can sound like a watermelon.
Hey, baby, what are you doing over there? You want to fuck a guy that's got a head of a watermelon? Then you're in luck.
That's so weird.
Do you like watermelon? My dick is watermelon too.
All right.
I don't know what's happening.
Vinny the Gooch.
This is what happens when the show is so bad.
The Gooch.
Do you guys think Bray Wyatt will ever sign with AEW? They seem to like pointless, goofy shit over there. I mean, he'll get creative control there because Tony Khan can't say no to anyone.
Correct.
Or anything.
Look, you can do all your stupid shit. You just got to change Uncle Howdy to Uncle Touchy, and that's it. You're good to go.
Uncle Tony.
Thanks, guys. So what you're saying is you want to tie... Jungle Boy in a pretzel that he can't get out of. Let's do it.
I don't understand why the guy shit on AEW more.
Oh my God. He tied him in a pretzel. Did you see this?
No. This is one of the dumbest fucking things ever.
He tied his own legs and feet into a pretzel and he couldn't move. Not like with rope, with his legs and arms.
Yeah.
And he couldn't move.
KJ, Pushfire Barry, Darby Allin versus Brock Lesnar in a hardcore match. Thugonomics, John Cena versus MJF in a promo battle.
Ooh.
Or Prime Shawn Michaels versus Tribal Chief Roman Reigns.
Well, Shawn would just job to him anyway, even in his prime.
I would go Thugonomics Cena versus MJF.
Yeah.
Push that.
Shawn and Roman, though, that would be great.
Bury that. Fire Darby and Lesnar in a hardcore match.
I would still love to see Darby and Lesnar, though.
We've seen Lesnar and Moxley in a hardcore match, and it was terrible.
Yeah, but Lesnar would like throw him out of like over a bridge or something.
Oh.
And Darby would just float into the water.
I mean, Darby and Samoa Joe had a couple of awesome fucking matches earlier this year in AEW. It was some of their best. Rizzler, Money in the Bank, shocking moment. Pick one. Drew making a heel turn comeback, calls out the title holder. Finn Balor winning, or Rikishi shows up.
Because of Drew. All the bloodline. Yeah, push Drew going heel.
Yeah, absolutely. Sounds great. I don't care about 100%. Rikishi.
He just comes in and fucking claymores Rollins.
Sure. Chief Nakahomer, you guys should review my favorite WrestleMania
22.
That's his favorite WrestleMania. Yeah. WrestleMania
22.
Perfect.
Rito, Pushfire Barry. Pushfire, push Barry fire, go into a submarine with Jesus. Maxine Dupree, Zelina Vega, Stacey Keebler, Prime Sunny. So I guess
Stacey's not in her prime in this scenario.
Yeah. Prime Sunny, so that she does. I mean, I guess so that she doesn't kill anyone else. Take her to the submarine.
Take her with you.
Yeah.
Prime Sunny was.
But push Fire Barry. Push them where? Into my bed.
Yeah.
I'm gonna push Vega. I'm gonna bury Dupree and fire Stacey.
You really hate Stacey Keebler.
And Sub Sunny.
Look at the shirt I'm wearing, motherfucker.
Sub Sunny. Yeah.
You push me.
Yeah.
Push Stacey.
Yeah, sure.
Barry Vega.
All right.
Philip Oliver Holes. Would you ever consider doing a ranking on every Scott Steiner promo?
Oh, God.
Every promo?
Oh, of God. All time.
It could be fun.
Yeah.
Rick O'Shea. Push Fire Barry. These cross-brand teams. Satnam Singh and Omos.
Mm.
Nia Jax and Nyla Rose. Daniel Garcia and Austin Theory. Hmm. No, I will not.
No. Fire all of them.
Will not. That's terrible. Fosse 32, if there was a faction with Shitty Deadly and a female wrestler joined with a storyline where she kept getting her tops mixed up with theirs, which female would you nominate?
Yeah.
meaning her tits are just out all the time. He said Trish. Trish is not a bad answer.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Flippy flop.
It'd be Trish.
Flappy floppy.
Yeah. Is Maurice around? Or?
And another contender has entered.
Maurice.
A challenger. Axe, if Logan Paul's next one-on-one opponent is in the Money in the Bank match, how would you rank the six in terms of how much you'd like to see the match? Logan Paul versus Ricochet.
Shinsuke would be good.
That was what was kind of at the top of my list. Logan Paul versus Shinsuke.
I would say Logan Paul versus Ricochet, then Shinsuke, Santos, no, LA Knight,
Knight before Santos.
I would do Priest before Butch.
Santos would be last, probably.
Unless they can make him return as Pete Dunne, then he'd go up the list.
From last to first, it would be Santos, Butch.
Santos last?
Priest.
Santos would be a hell of a match.
LA Knight, Ricochet, Shinsuke.
Santos had a great match with fucking Mustafa Ali not too long ago.
Okay, good for them.
All right, yeah. Todd Fricker, if you want to win the scorecard, you better have Damian Priest grabbing the briefcase and Finn Balor winning the World Heavyweight Championship. Book it. This is a really hot rumor that they're both going to win, and then Priest is going to cash in on Balor, and Balor once again is going to have a really short title reign.
Fuck. I think I said that. Priest is the main champion? Or the main champion of Raw?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then fights Balor at SummerSlam.
Oh my god!
I just don't like that idea.
No,
I don't like Judgment Day.
Priest isn't there.
I don't like them.
Yeah,
I could see it happening, but I hope it doesn't happen.
I wish Priest would kind of have a fight with Balor, like the way they're going. I need give me like two more months of this, then this would all be
like
good.
This would all be interesting if this was a cool stable.
Right.
And if Balor wasn't cringe as fuck and Priest didn't suck on the mic.
Yeah.
Right.
If it were two better guys in a better stable.
Right.
Then, yeah. Carlos Rivera, can we get a top 10 Jesse the Body, the Mind conspiracy theory on how Vince went from stepping down because of a sex scandal to right back to rewriting the show 5 minutes before it airs?
That's going to be in next week.
You sure,
you got top 10? I don't have 10 of them. Yeah.
I mean, just, yeah. Jesse's got a lot of ones. Kimbo, do you think WWE will go with the generic stereotypical black cabs and red phone boxes for the Money in the Bank set, or go with something new?
Yeah, like the car. Yeah, they do the phone booth.
The phone booth will be there, right? And they'll both be there.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
For sure. That should be on the scorecard, but we all said yes. PCJ, hey guys, remember during Attitude Era when Stone Cold lost a WWF title match and then started a feud with Kayente? Neither do I. Why the fuck is Cody having a feud with Judgment Day? Oh, wait, Stone Cold would have made it awesome. I'd love to see Stone Cold take Val Venus's place during the infamous Choppy Choppy Yo Pee Pee.
Kayente, not Kayente.
Whatever, Kayente.
Caliente.
What? I don't know.
Oh, no.
Oh, God, no. They're going to cut my dick off.
Eric corrected you on a wrestler.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
You fucking mark. You fucking mark.
No, Caliente. Caliente, don't cut my dick off.
Caliente. It's pretty hot in here, Eric.
You think you're going to cut my Snow Cone's dick off? That ain't going to happen. My dick is stronger than your stupid sword. You fucking Mark.
Can we do predictions?
Cena's bald spot. Jesus, look at that shit. That's just gross.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Disgusting. It's like a clock.
Again, I don't like fix it.
It's like a clock.
Or shave your head. Oh, it's 7.
It's 6:35.
7:35. Yeah,
6:35.
What's the Money in the Bank finish? For Reigns, Sokoa versus the Usos, wrong answers only.
Oh.
Heyman joins the Usos.
Yes.
Betrays Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
Roman Superkick Solo joins the Usos.
There you go.
Super
Roman does a superkick.
Yeah. B Sands trying to convince my fiance to reenact the Lana Lashley wedding where the ex objects and the preacher yells,
"Who are you?"
Nice.
Sure.
Good luck there, buddy.
Yeah.
All right, that's all for fan questions. Wow, that was interesting.
Oof.
Now it's time for Money in the Bank predictions.
Yes. All right.
First matchup that shouldn't be on this pay-per-view unless a certain guy shows up. Cody Rhodes versus Dominic Mysterio.
Cody with a pin, one interference, under 1.5 crossroads.
All right, so the fuck just happened?
I have Cody with a pin.
Cody with a pin.
How many people? I have Cody with a pin. Yep. How many people interfere?
One.
I have one as well. Over, under, 1.5, 1.5 crossroads.
I got over.
Yeah, I can. This is a coin toss. I'm going to say under. I think they just save and do one. It's fucking Dominic.
I said under as well.
Yeah.
He likes to do them back to back.
I get it. Then we got Dominic. Fuck.
Then we got Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler versus Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez for the Women's Tag Team Championship.
This was also hard for me, too.
I've got Rousey and Baszler with a submission.
Yeah, I've got Ronda subbing Liv, but I can see them giving the title. Like, Ronda and Shayna are so boring.
I've got Ronda and Shayna. I also have Ronda subbing Liv.
I got Ronda subbing Raquel. Liv just returned.
Yeah,
Raquel's going to tap?
No.
Yeah. Big girls don't tap. How many people interfere?
Zero.
Zero.
What about Isla, Dawn, and Alba?
I don't know. You got them...
No.
Doing it?
No, I got zero.
The crowd will pop.
We've got the Bloodline Civil War, the Usos versus Roman Reigns and Solo Sikoa.
And again, I think this was kind of a back and forth in my head, too. Because I'm like, the Roman can lose this. But then I realized Roman can't lose again this year, probably. So I went with Roman and Solo.
Yeah, I went with Roman and Solo.
It's not for the title.
Yeah.
I know, but come on.
Still.
They just turned on him.
Good. Pick against Roman
but
again.
This is one of Roman's five matches.
Yeah.
He's got to lose it.
He just lost. I'm
going to pick again against Roman because the bloodline's crumbling. Solo's going to be kicked out pretty soon. Or he's going to leave Roman. One of the things, you know, one of those is going
to
happen.
If the Usos win, it's kind of over. We beat you. It's over.
Yeah.
Like, you have to have Roman win so the Usos get mad and fight him at SummerSlam. One of them or both of them.
No, you beat him so that you could get a title shot.
That's not how wrestling works.
Yeah, come on.
You say I have a title shot.
No, they don't ever do that. They don't ever have those chances.
Okay, I've got Roman and Solo.
Yeah, me too. I have Roman pinning Jimmy.
I got Roman pinning Jimmy.
I got the Usos. I got Jay pinning Solo. I'll be up huge after this.
Yeah.
No. How many people interfere?
Zero.
I put zero. Paul hasn't been doing
shit. I put zero, and then any swerves?
No.
No.
I put no, but I think there's a decent chance that there is one.
Solo joins the Usos?
Or something. Roman turns on Solo for losing.
Fuck you.
Then we've got Gunther versus Matt Riddle for the Intercontinental Championship.
Gunther with a pin.
Yeah. Of course.
Gunther with a pin. How many people are interfere?
I have zero. They haven't been coming to the ring with him.
You're right. I did put two, but you're right.
I put four.
Yeah.
Imperium and KO and Sammy.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
And then what animal will explode out of Riddle's feet when he jumps in the ring?
Good. I'll go last.
I have birds.
Nice.
I also have birds.
I have the lion, the official lion of England. I'm sorry, the official animal of England, the lion. Lions will come.
Lions.
Roar.
Wow. That's interesting, T-Bar.
Yeah.
Then we got Seth freaking Rollins versus Finn Balor, World Heavyweight Championship.
I got Rollins with a pin.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Rollins.
Seth with a pin. How many people interfere?
Zero.
I have one.
I have zero.
Yeah.
Over, under 25 minutes.
I'm going to say over.
Over. It's only a good match that, you know, outside the Money in the Banks.
I got under. Mm. Does the winner get cashed in on?
No.
No.
I put no. I'm really worried about the Balor thing.
Yep.
Women's Money in the Bank. Becky, Trish, Zoe, Bayley, Io, Vega.
It's like you can eliminate Zoe Stark. You can eliminate Becky because she doesn't need it and she already grabbed it.
Eliminate Bayley.
You can eliminate Bayley because no. Then it really leaves you three people, and I can see each one of these people winning, honestly. I don't think Zelina's moment is now.
No. Or ever.
I think Zelina could win it and fail the cash in.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I went EO, the favorite.
I went EO.
Yeah.
I also went EO, but I don't feel good about it.
I don't
either. Neither do I.
Calm down. It'll be okay.
I can see Trish failing to win, too, with the damn briefcase.
Right. I think so,
and you've got Stark in the match to help her. I'm assuming she's going to help her.
Trish would have been... Trish was my... That's what I was debating over, EO and Trish.
Yeah, me too.
First to jump off a ladder.
EO.
I got Vega.
Oh.
I got EO over under 2.5 broken ladders.
Under.
I'm going to say under for the ladies.
Yeah.
Yeah, put under. Does anyone hang from the case?
No.
You know why I don't think they do that anymore? Because I think it could break too easily. Then it screws up everything if that's not the winner.
Yeah.
So I said no.
Well, why couldn't it break in the past?
It has broken. When Cena was hitting the Big Show in the head with the briefcase, it snapped off. I'm just saying.
What? That was the point.
You fucking mark.
What do you mean that was the
point? That was the whole point.
I don't think
so. That was the spot, Joe. Yes.
No, because he looked at it, he went, oh.
That was the whole spot.
I don't think so.
Yes,
I think
it was. It 100% was.
Just because the Big Show's head is so hard or something?
That was the whole point, yeah, that he bashed it off, yeah. Mm. But still, no one really hasn't done it. No one's done it in a long time. Mm-mm. I think since they changed it to like where there's that, I guess that hanger, but I don't know what it has for the Money in the Bank briefcase, but whatever. I put no. Any other weapons?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
I put no. How many people interfere?
Zero.
Yeah, zero. Trish's helper's already in the match.
Zero. Men's Money in the Bank. Logan Paul, LA Knight, Damian Priest, Ricochet, Nakamura, Escobar, and Abuch.
I've got Logan Paul.
Yeah, this was, a toss-up. I don't think Logan Paul would be a good Money in the Bank guy because he's too new, he's too green. I mean, he's great in the ring, I get it. But, like, he's never going to be there. It's like you don't have that threat of the briefcase coming out. So I went with LA Feet.
You have the threat of you never knowing he's going to show up.
I guess. Yeah.
Also, what really convinces me is WWE sees this as, okay, we'll give Logan Paul the briefcase. And then when he's doing his podcast, he could have the briefcase with him. Or when he's at a party, he could have the briefcase with him.
When he's
wherever
promoting
he's out
Prime.
In public, he could have Prime in the briefcase.
Maybe.
So I've got Logan Paul.
All right.
First to jump off a ladder.
Ricochet.
Sure. Ricochet.
Ricochet. Over under 2.5 broken ladders.
I'm going to say under. I don't see him breaking a lot of ladders.
I'm going to do over.
I put over. Does anyone hang from the case?
No.
No. No. Any other weapons used?
Sure.
Yeah.
I put no again. How many people interfere?
Zero.
Zero.
Uncle Bobby. I got Bronson Reed.
Okay.
He'll do something to Ricochet and Nakamura.
Sure.
Surprise appearance.
I've got Lesnar.
So I had Lesnar. Because I can see him interfering in the Cody match, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be the only thing, right?
I'm gonna do Drew. I mean, it's in London, and if he's gonna come back, it'd be here.
I put Drew.
Okay.
Cause on SmackDown, was it? They showed like a little video. They were like, oh, look, Drew McIntyre was at he was volunteering for something at a WWE show and they said it just happened. I was like, okay, so I guess he is signed.
Yeah, right.
I put Drew. I was debating putting Brock as well because I could see that him attacking Cody because Cody fighting Dominic is not a pay-per-view match.
Right.
So I could see both showing up.
Yeah.
But I put Drew. How many announcer tables are broken?
I'm going to go with zero.
Yeah, they haven't been doing that either.
Yeah.
I put one for the main events. What's the opening match? Pre-show doesn't count.
Men's.
Yeah, men's Money in the Bank.
I put women's Money in the Bank.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's the main event?
Bloodline.
The Bloodline. Lock of the Century?
Rollins.
Over Cody?
Yeah.
All right, I got Cody.
I put Gunther.
Okay, yeah. That's good.
All good.
But it's basically you and Eric have the same scorecard.
Very close. Although you both have Logan Paul.
Yeah.
That's true. So there is some, everyone's a little
some
different.
Some variance.
And you've got Usos, we've got Roman and Solo.
And we have Drew, and he's got Lesnar.
Yeah. But most importantly.
Yes.
We've got Woo Burritos.
<That's>
100%. So we all win.
That's what's most important.
Yeah.
Even if this pay-per-view sucks,
yep.
We'll have some Woo Burritos in our bellies.
Mm.
So make sure you subscribe to our podcast as well as our other one, Hollywood Hogwash. We just reviewed Batman Returns. Everyone loved it. Go check it out.
Yeah.
Follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Wrong Wrestling. Get a t-shirt or hat at prowrestlingtees.com/ What's Wrong With Wrestling and become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. Only $5 a month. You can cancel any time. Go check out all of our fucking brackets, weekly AEW recaps, get a coffee mug, get a sticker, do it. And we'll see you after Money in the Bank. Will I still be Andy Two Belts? Probably. Yeah. So we'll see you then.
No.
What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So what's wrong with wrestling? Oh, no.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.